Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
One aspect of gaming that lures people in is the power fantasy. While your everyday life is full of people trying to trick you into buying things or doing stuff for them, the gaming world is somewhere where you can feel like an awesome hero who's always in control. Most of the time. One video game genre that really thrives on this is open world games, as their environments have plenty of nooks and crannies to cram deception and dishonesty into. The following titles did exactly that, with great moments that tripped up players in the best way possible. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are 10 open world games that tricked you. Number 10, Madness of the Stones, Assassin's Creed Valhalla. Ubisoft has created some wonderful open worlds across the Assassin's Creed series. Assassin's Creed Valhalla's Anglo-Saxon England is among them, and there's a lot of captivating stuff to discover, including this trippy as hell world event. When exploring Kent, you might stumble across a madman talking to, or rather shouting at, a circle of stones. He claims that they change number every time he counts them, so he asks you to give it a go. And that seems simple enough, right? Well, you'd be wrong. The game messes with your head as, like the madman, you get a different number each time you count them. You'll soon be ranting like him as these stones increase and decrease without any way of telling how or why. It somehow gets even weirder after that, as after a few tries, Ivor hallucinates and the madman turns into a stone. What in the name of Odin is going on here? The world event then concludes with no effort given to explain the surreal phenomenon. If you thought AC Valhalla was all killing and raiding, you were clearly mistaken. Number 9, sudden appearances of the Giga Clan, Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom. Being a Hyrulean citizen is not as idyllic an existence as you might think. Sure, you get to live in a luscious fantasy land, but you also have to contend with wild monsters and weird phenomena all the time. However, whilst most citizens struggle, some aren't as harmless as they appear. When exploring the open world of Hyrule, there's a good chance you'll run into an interesting NPC and decide to strike up a conversation with them. 90% of the time, this will lead to fun dialogue and maybe even a quest. But there are also times when they reveal themselves to be Yiga foot soldiers. This dastardly clan of Sheikah assassins slash thieves appeared throughout the land as regular citizens, who lure you in before attacking you. You can expect to see them plenty of times in both Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom, and they sure are a nuisance. These NPCs are as slippery as the peels of the bananas they love so much. You're left to constantly scream, "Not again," every time they get you. Number 8, all the mimics, Dark Souls. Opening treasure chests is so ubiquitous in gaming that players can probably do it in their sleep. Grab that chest, get the reward, and then move on to the next one. It's basic stuff. Well, in typical From Software fashion, the developers decided that players expecting convention needed to be humbled. Mimics are a form of non-respawning enemy in the Dark Souls games. They prey on players by disguising themselves as chests, waiting for unlucky victims to open them before attacking with their monstrous jaws. The creatures are like Venus flytraps that lure you in with the promise of something sweet, only to make you feel like smashing your controller. Your first encounter with one is a traumatic experience that leaves you paranoid every time you go to open another chest. Now, calling Dark Souls an open world game might be a bit of a stretch, as it takes more of a wide linear format. Still, it just about qualifies, and these iconic tricksters can't be ignored on a list like this. Their promise of bountiful treasure turned to brutal damage is gaming trickery at its finest. Number 7, Lured into an Alleyway, Grand Theft Auto 5. If you fancy a spot of thievery, murder, or general social disruption, but don't think you'd suit a prison uniform, then Grand Theft Auto 5's Los Santos is the perfect place for you. However, while you're mostly in charge of these in-game criminal activities, some moments will make you think, hey, that's supposed to be my job. This open-world game is full of danger and crime, and as such, you can sometimes become the victim of this criminal intent. However, of all the random events, this one is particularly embarrassing. If you choose to hang about in La Mesa next to Ammunition, then you might encounter a woman calling out for help. The nicer among you will follow her, hoping to be of assistance. But that's when she and a male friend jump you, pulling guns and demanding your money. Uh-oh. Of course, their guns are about as threatening as pea shooters compared to your brutal arsenal in GTA 5, but even so, you'll be kicking yourself for falling for such an obvious trap. And you're supposed to be the criminal mastermind, remember? Yeah, right. Number 6, that is not Bruce Wayne, Batman Arkham Knight. The Batman Arkham games famously love to misdirect you. Hell, Scarecrow spends almost all his time in Batman Arkham Asylum and Arkham Knight messing with your head. Still, he's not the only villain with tricks up his sleeve. During the Friend in Need Most Wanted mission in Batman Arkham Knight, you're made to check in on Lucius Fox in Wayne Tower. On the way, you'll step into an elevator and emerge as Bruce Wayne. Your thought process then goes a little something like this. Cool, I'm Bruce Wayne. That's a nice change of pace. Wait, why am I beating up Lucius? What's going on? Why is Batman here? Am I not playing as Bruce? It turns out that once you exited the elevator, you switch to the perspective of Thomas Elliot, otherwise known as Hush. This popular DC villain is known for his obsession with childhood friend Bruce Wayne, and had plastic surgery to look just like him and enact his own twisted revenge. This is a genius way to work Hush in, as one of his goals is to make everyone think he is Mr. Wayne. If he managed to trick you, then Gotham really was close to being in real danger.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Before we go any further, I want to talk to you about today's sponsor, Masterclass. With the amount of time we spend discussing and analyzing video games on this channel, it's always good to understand exactly how these experiences are put together. And fortunately for me, I can do just that with Masterclass. With Masterclass's streaming service, you can learn from the best to become your best, studying and growing with over 200 plus of the world's leading instructors. For me, I've been having a blast using a class on video game design by The Sims creator Will Wright to find out exactly how game mechanics are designed around player psychology, as well as learning how important playtesting is to shipping the titles that you and I both love. But it hasn't stopped there, as I've also been brushing up on my practical filmmaking skills directly from my favourite movie director, Martin Scorsese, as well as trying to get back in the cooking game with Roy Choi's amazing course on intuitive cooking. Seriously, my kitchen is a mess, but my belly has never been more grateful. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to courses on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even via audio-only modes. Even better, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and 88% of members feel that the service has made a positive impact on their lives. And to put the cherry on top of that cake, right now, What Culture Gaming listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/gaming. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/gaming. What's that? You want it one more time? Well, that's the URL, masterclass.com/gaming. Right, now I'm going to watch Tony Hawk try to teach me how to ollie properly. I'll see you all soon.
Number 5, The Haunted House, The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt. Geralt of Rivia has to contend with many terrifying things in The Witcher 3. That said, exploring a haunted house is still scary, even within his deadly line of work. During The Witcher 3's Novigrad Dreaming quest, you venture on a mission to find Corinne Tilly. This quest takes you to a supposedly haunted house she's attempting to save. Ooh, spooky. The owner of the residence tells you about the strange events plaguing the building, causing you to investigate with trepidation. Upon finding Corinne, you discover a freaky ghost child standing over her and giving her nightmares. So the house is really haunted. Well, no, not really. After some investigation, you discover the culprit is not a ghastly ghost or ghoul, but rather a little godling named Sarah. Godlings do look creepy, but thankfully they're mostly harmless. Naturally, once you've unearthed her ruse, you can either evict Sarah or let her stay. The latter leads to a wholesome outcome where she and Corinne move in together. Number 4, Tricked the Whole Time, Shadow of the Colossus. This is one of the most infamous tricks ever played on gamers, so it was an absolute shoo-in for this list. The story to this gorgeous and iconic open-world game has you take on the role of a young man called Wanda, who seeks to resurrect his dead love, Mono. To do this, he must kill the 16 massive beings known as the Colossi, who act as the guardians to Dormin, a supernatural being capable of resurrecting your dead love. So you're a devoted lover battling against scary monsters. That seems fair and perfectly just. Well, that's what you believe throughout most of the game. However, after a while, it becomes clear you've been duped. The more Colossi you kill, the more suspicious the situation becomes, culminating in a heartbreaking ending where Dormin revives Mono, but takes control of Wanda's body. It turns out this evil spirit was using you the whole time, and those monsters you killed were the guardians of the land. Team Ico seamlessly tricked you into becoming the villain, and by the end, all you can think is, oh god, what have I done? Number 3, Akhil Lake Dragon Surprise, Elden Ring. From Software, as already established, is no stranger to pulling a trick or two on the player. In fact, it's more like a trick or 200, as a big part of the appeal of Soulsborne games is their willingness to throw curveballs at you. Elden Ring is naturally no exception. There's a metric ton of tricks this open world pulls on you, which could take up a whole list alone. However, this epic depiction is one of the first, and as such, deserves some high praise. When entering the Lands Between for the first time, some players will instantly head to Arghil Lake. Once there, you'll see a little group of folk around a bonfire, and truthfully, it looks like a pretty fun time. However, as soon as you head over to say hello, you're met with the sudden emergence of a bloody fire-breathing dragon. Damn! Flying dragon Arghil swoops in, kills everybody, and then eviscerates you. Even those who are great at Soulsborne games will struggle to survive the initial encounter. And that's a welcome to Elden Ring, baby. Number 2, A Night to Remember, The Elder Scrolls V Skyrim. Lost items, an empty wallet, a foggy memory, making friends with an incognito Daedric prince, these are all things that happen on the average night out. Wait, actually, what was that last one? Skyrim's A Night to Remember is a hilarious quest that brings the hangover into Tamriel. It starts when a friendly man named Sam challenges you to a seemingly innocent drinking contest. After 3 pints, which, let's face it, is pretty embarrassing, you wake up in the temple of Dibella with no memory of your night and an angry priestess. From there, you enter a wild goose chase as you retrace your steps, slowly piecing together your drunken adventure. It turns out you did plenty of shocking things, including stealing a goat, selling it to a giant, and even getting engaged to a hagraven. Congratulations! But there's an even bigger shock around the corner. When reuniting with Sam, he reveals that he's the Daedric Prince Sanguine, lord of hedonism, revelry, and debauchery. And he's tricked you into acting a fool for his own amusement, meaning the whole thing was pretty much a prank. Oh boy, how embarrassing. Number 1, the Sweet Dream Scam, Cyberpunk 2077. Like Kiwi says in Cyberpunk Edgerunners, never trust a soul in Night City. Cyberpunk 2077's open world has criminals and con artists around every corner. If you're not careful, then you will fall victim to them. And this frustrating as hell side job teaches you that lesson the hard way. The Sweet Dreams job starts when you encounter a guy called Stefan who offers you an allegedly insane brain dance. Of course, it doesn't come cheap, costing a whopping 16,000 bucks and 4,000 on top to use his compatible reap. Sadly, anyone brave enough to shell out the eddies will quickly regret it. After giving the BD a go, you lose consciousness and wake up in the same ice bath you found Sandra Dorset in. To add insult to injury, Johnny even mocks you for falling for such an obvious trick. And to be fair, he's right. So now you've lost 20,000 euro dollars, your clothes, your equipment, and your dignity. Thankfully, you can take out the enemies in the area, regain your stuff, and head back to Stefan for a nice little refund. Still, you never get your time back. That's the end of our list, but let me know down in that comment box which open world trick got you, and I'm sure it got plenty more of us. As always, I've been Jess from What Culture. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. If you like, you can come say hi to me on my Twitter account where I'm at Jess McDonald, or my Twitch where I'm Tempertress, but make sure you stay tuned to us here for plenty more gaming goodness.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.